The lecture was given by Victoria Ingalls from the National Museum of the Royal Navy. Through the talk, she charts the history of the Wrens from when it was formed in 1917 to the disbandment in 1993, where women were able to serve in the Royal Navy, not the Women's Royal Navy. Also attending the lecture is Hannah Crowdy, Head of Curatorial, National Museums, Northern Ireland.
We've planned a whole programme participating poppies as part of having the poppies here at the Ulster Museum, and we very much wanted to make it an inclusive programme, telling lots of different stories, approaching the poppies in lots of different ways. So we weren't just looking about the history of the First World War, we were looking at broader themes such as symbolism and identity and remembrance, and we wanted to ensure we included the experiences of women as well as men. So that was one of our aims right from the outset. And then when we realised that the actual centenary of the formation of the Wrens would fall when the poppies were here, we thought it was really important that we mark that, and so we got in touch with Victoria from the National Museum of the Royal Navy, and it was just a fantastic opportunity to hear these really inspiring and in some ways quite incredible stories of women and the different roles they've had in the Navy over time.
Was there anything that surprised you or that you didn't know about?
There was actually plenty that surprised me. I had heard the story of Hannah Snell dressing up as a man. I didn't realise that she wasn't the only one, and that they must have had such determination to be part of the Navy, to actually kind of transform their whole way of being and living. The different kind of struggles women went through for recognition.
Who knows, we may well get the first female admiral in the next 10 years.
Victoria, you've come here to the Ulster Museum today to do a talk on the Wrens. Tell us about it.
Well, the Wrens were formed 100 years ago this week, so it's a really special week and a chance to really celebrate the achievements that women have had since that time working within the Navy. They first came about because of wartime shortages of men, and they were just there to sort of plug gaps in shore-based roles. And today, you know, really, the world's your oyster. If you've got the desire and the skills to do it, then there's nothing to stop you.
Many veteran Wrens were also in the auditorium. Among them, Patricia Shaw, who served on HMS Caroline from 1955 until 1989.
Well, I started off as a radar plot. When I was commissioned shortly afterwards, I moved on to secretarial and sort of helping to run the unit. Then I ended up as a branch called Naval Control of Shipping. But there was a very good social life, and I was very fortunate. I met my husband.
The lecture today, how did you relate that to your own experience?
Oh dear, now that's a difficult question. I joined just when the Royal Naval Reserve was being brought into being in the 1950s. And, you know, I have seen the changes, like our blue stripes being changed to gold, girls going to sea. I never thought I'd see girls in submarines, but that's happening now. So it has evolved.
Would you think all the changes have been good?
Well, I must say I was very doubtful about them, many of them being a bit old-fashioned, I think. But I see now that really it was the way to go. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I'm Cherry Casey for Forces Radio, BFBS, in Belfast.